I'll tell you what, with the weather as gorgeous as it seems to be today, not a better day you would find to get out and into the gardens, and maybe some of the gardens that are across Lake Macquarie as well. They are, in fact, having their open days across this weekend, and from the Lake Macquarie Garden Club is Lynn Turner to talk about what's going to be what you can see there and some of the great things that they're supporting. Good morning, Lynn. The gardens would be a great day to get out and check it out on the weekend.
Oh, it'd be a fabulous weekend by the looks of the weather, so we're looking forward to it, and we're all set to go.
Oh, that's always good. Putting the finishing touches just to get the watering can out and make sure everything looks spick and span and 100%?
Yes, we're even expecting the people with the white gloves on, maybe.
Oh,
no,
dear.
I'm only joking.
Maybe not. Look, yeah, there are gardens right across the Lake Macquarie area, and this weekend they're opening them up, and it will be supporting HMRI. What was the unique partnership that's happening here, Lynn?
Well, back in about February, I was looking around thinking, what are we going to do with our major fundraising focus that has an important dimension in the garden? And I looked at the age of our group. We're only about 38 people, and I'm probably on the younger end of most of it, and I'm 68.
Oh, you don't send a day over 28, Lynn.
Oh, that sounds lovely. I'll come and talk to you anytime.
Absolutely.
And I looked around, and people have been affected or afflicted with all sorts of things, like, you know, chronic pain, asthma, diabetes. We've got people that had Parkinson's disease amongst our group, and then a very close friend who's been involved in our garden club for quite some time. She's been diagnosed with something pretty serious too. So I thought, well, HMRI sounds the perfect vehicle for us to use and do something really positive in the community. And we haven't had open gardens around the lake for as long as I can remember, and I've lived here for nearly, 24 years. So it seemed the perfect way to do it. And if we combined art with it, then we're able to give another dimension to it as well, because there's well-known artists around the area and not so well-known artists. We might say we're emerging artists.
There you go, emerging. I like the sound of that. Look,
emerging.
A chance to see some nice gardens, some nice paintings as well, and I do believe there'll be nice tea and coffee and homemade biscuits at
some of
the garden locations as well. Look, just very quickly for you, Lynn, what makes all the gardens around Lake Macquarie so special?
Well, I think these ones are all pretty special that we've chosen because they're unique in themselves, because they're all very different in their location. Sometimes the site is a very limiting factor. Sometimes you've got to get people from what would normally be the front of the house to the waterfront. So it's a bit of a juxtaposition. We've got some very tiny gardens that are almost like pocket handkerchief gardens, but it's absolutely brilliant what people have done. And, you know, having a beautiful garden isn't about its size or its location. It's about dealing with what you've got.
As always, not just what the size, but how you use it. Lynn, some great locations across the lake, and we've got all the details about that at 2NURFM.com. Thanks for sharing a little bit of that with us this morning.
Mm. We've also got Facebook, and Facebook will also help them find the locations.
Excellent.
And if they're out around the Toronto area, you'll find that most of the cafes and little shops will all have flyers in there. But also linking with the Lake Macquarie Garden Club site at Facebook, you can print your own brochure. It's got the map in it, inside it. And if all else fails, you can email me at artandgardenslakemac. So that's all lowercase, ARTAND Gardens, GARDENS, LakeMac, at gmail.com.
Thank you very much for your time on that, Lynn. And like I said, we've got the details at 2NURFM.com on the morning show page. The Lake Macquarie Garden Club, the gardens open right across the region this weekend. 2NURFM 103.7.